Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And don't forget
to put a boot on their neck. No, we're not going to do that.
And don't forget. Take
boot
three.
On their neck.
You were good, man.
And don't. We're still rolling, Mom.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to our newest episode of Mark and Heidi, the Other D'Amelios. I'm Mark.
I'm Heidi. And we have guests today for the first time.
When we started this, we always talked about having
guests. And I'm so excited. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell. I honestly wouldn't have thought we would have had these two fine women here as our first guests, but we have my mom and sister from Connecticut.
So exciting.
Rosemarie, a.k.a. Rose, a.k.a. Mama, who is Dixie and Charlie's grandmother.
And what do you call her?
Mommy.
Hi.
Mommy.
Hi, Mama.
And my sister, Mimi D'Amelio Parrott, who is here from Connecticut. They're visiting.
A.k.a. And my best friend.
A.k.a.
Aww.
Hi. Best
Hi, Mimi. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
So let's just dive right into it, man. Let's not waste any time.
Yeah, yikes. All
right. Right in your face. Right in your ears.
Let's make this high energy.
All right,
high
energy podcast. I'm in. It's high energy.
I know. Whoa. I'm nervous.
So what we set out to do with this podcast is, obviously, people know that we are Dixie and Charlie's parents, and we always said we were going to talk about our experience parenting. But what's cool is we have two other parents in the room, and we were thinking about talking just the difference between parenting today as opposed to parenting how Mimi, you and I were parented. So you have two kids, my niece and nephew, Mac and Madison.
And how old are they?
Madison's 23 and Mac is 19, soon to be 20.
Unbelievable.
No more teenage years.
Ah, you made it.
I did.
You made it out of the teenage years. That is not easy.
I certainly did. How? I don't know. Just starting
to
get some sleep.
I thought you were going to give us some parenting advice.
So that's the advice.
Yeah, that goes to show none of us know what we're doing when raising teenagers.
Fly by the seat of our pants, really.
Hope for the best.
Yes.
There's no manual. But what's the difference, Meme, now from when we were growing up with Mommy?
Thank God there wasn't social media then, because that would have been terrible for me. The cell phone.
I feel like all adults say that.
Well, I used to just, after a certain hour, I would not just call and just get in trouble and move on. But she couldn't get in touch.
Well, I think it was a safer world then than it is today.
Definitely.
I wouldn't want to raise kids today.
The only part that's better is it's easier to have quicker interactions and tracking where, even for you, Mom, when you would go to work, I would worry about you driving on the highway. As a kid, I would worry about you. And I think now you can get that instant as long as you text them and they get right back to you.
Definitely.
That's aside from you knowing some parents have their kids' location. Our kids shut that off.
Don't you feel, though, because when we were younger, we didn't have as much instant contact from parent to child and child to parent, as the kid, you had to figure things out on your own. Yeah. And I think you learned a lot more quicker because sometimes you get yourself in a pickle.
That's right.
And you got to figure shit out.
That's right.
And nowadays, I know my kids, I know my niece Madison, the second she has a feeling of stress, anxiety, what do I do? The phone between me and Miss Rose and
it's
Mac
true.
Too, the phone is ringing like, okay, what do I do? What should I do? And I don't know. Like I love those calls.
Same.
But I wonder, look, it is what it is. There's no turning back now, but I wonder how that like you know, we say, Mark, you and I say all the time, like, we used to just figure things out. Well, that's why they have that.
Right.
They can lean on us, which is nice as a parent because you want to feel like they need you. But at the same time,
I also think when they're away too, the whole phone, the FaceTime takes the sting out of missing them.
Yes.
And, you know, being away at college, they FaceTime you. So you get that.
That's
little
true.
Fix, you know?
That's true. That's good for the parent and the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's definitely pros and cons to everything. Did you worry your head off when your kids were out?
Like, very much so.
Yeah.
Well, Mark was really good about calling.
He was. He was terrific, actually.
I never had to wonder about him. But my daughter, we did have a few bad nights wondering where she was.
And I'm going to assume you were out having a good time.
Yeah,
I'm
there wasn't
sure
a phone.
Was.
There wasn't a phone.
My line today would be, my phone died. That's what mine would be.
Hey, at least you're honest.
No one had a charger. Right? Definitely.
You'd find something to say, that's for sure.
But it would have been nice for you to be able to track. I wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice as a parent to be
for
able to track
mind.
Us when we were
peace
younger.
Of mind is
and,
peace of mind.
You know. It was, it like she said, it was a different world yeah. back then, for sure.
Every parent was feeling the same. Every
exactly.
kid was feeling, every
I'm
kid
sure
was
were.
Like, you know, you'd go out, you're riding bikes, wherever, you know, and then you come back later in the day, like in one piece, and everybody's like,
but
good
we
to
also
go.
Got happy. Our driver's license earlier than these kids. Remember, we just used to have a permit, and now they have to, you know.
There's all the classes. Driving
school, and,
yeah.
you know, we were driving cars. We were 16 years old.
I was 15
you know?
When I
yeah.
got my license.
Now they don't, they Uber, they
yeah.
don't really
and a
know.
Lot of, wait, have you noticed a lot of these kids aren't even in a rush? Not everybody, but I know a lot of kids that are not in a rush to get their license.
Well, they
because
don't have to be.
Yeah, exactly. They don't
they
have to be.
They just place a phone call and they can go wherever they want.
Yeah. Miss Rose, the fans want to know, how was it for phone time with Mark and Mimi growing up? One phone line, probably one phone. Teenagers want to call their friends. Was there a lot of fighting over
no,
phone?
No, I don't remember that. A lot of fighting. I remember the long cord that they would take into their bedroom. That I remember.
I do
for
remember
privacy.
Being on the phone for hours, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't but remember us fighting.
I know.
Kids
remember
don't
that.
Understand. Like this, these are some of the things you had. You had one phone, and we had what was called total phone, mm-hmm. so you could get other calls coming in.
It's now called waiting.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
they call it now.
And
yeah.
you'd be able to, so you'd be able to call one person, and you'd be able to do like a party line, like bring two people on, and that was unique. And then you would be on the phone, and all of a sudden, one of Mimi's friends would call in. You'd have to switch over, say hello, and then. And then the phone. Well,
Wait, would you end your call to give your
hell
sister?
No.
Okay.
Only if I would have heard him switch over.
Oh,
I would have said, "Who is that? Hang on."
Wait, but then this is the other thing kids don't understand. So you would be on your phone talking to your friends, and then someone else would pick up the phone in the house
yep.
and say,
"Well, you said you only had one phone."
No, one phone number, but we had
one
multiple.
Phone.
We had
phones.
Multiple phones, right?
Okay.
And then
you,
so you'd pick
one.
It up, and Mimi would say, "You're still on the phone. Get
right.
off! I got to make a call." That's
yes.
like so
right,
right.
It's like,
and then you,
like it's ancient. Like I can't even believe how long ago that was. That
well,
feels, but it doesn't.
And then sometimes because the boys would call, like people kids don't understand the phone would ring throughout your house. So if you got a call
right.
at after 10 o'clock, or if someone called late,
right,
and then
right.
they'd call ring once
and
hang
up.
And
yeah, remember that? Remember that?
That
yes.
would be the code
yes.
to
call me back.
To call me back. And
well, then I learned how to unplug it so
yes.
it wouldn't ring downstairs, you know, and then you unplug it from the bottom
to figure these things out.
Wait, we didn't even have call waiting. We didn't have call waiting.
Do a busy signal.
It was a busy signal. But they would say, hang up for a little while. Because you just sit on the phone for hours with your friends. So hang up for a little while. See if anyone's trying to call in. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Remember when
you
could do an emergency breakthrough.
Yep,
if
we
someone,
used to do that.
If your friends were on the line.
You would do that?
Oh, we used to do it all the time.
You call the operator and say,
all the time, can
operator,
you please break in?
And they would do that.
You guys are bad.
They were bad.
I would Gina would call me and go, oh, Dolly, is everything all right? And I'd be like, well, when are you coming over? Like, you know, took you too long to call me back. couldn't text.
Wait, just for the audience clarity, age difference, you guys.
Mimi is almost exactly 4 years older than I am.
There you go.
Yep. So we would take, so you'd have someone on the call, on the total phone, you can have a person dial out. And if they dialed, so you can dial two people, and then they could dial two people. So we'd have three people sitting on the phone, and then we'd call like two other people, two sets of our friends' parents, and we'd connect them together, and we'd all be quiet, and then go, "Hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello."
And they'd start having a conversation, and be like, "Who's this? You called me. You called me."
I feel like kids do a little bit of that now. Like they mess with like,
but everything's trackable.
They'll put the phones next to each other. Yeah.
Then remember like when the cord used to get all bunched up for the
I love the long cord in the kitchen. So it would take you all the way to the living room and through the dining room. And then you'd hang it up and it'd be like all coiled up.
What color was your phone? The phone colors back then
were beige, olive green, beige.
My grandmother had a cool black heavy phone.
Yeah, so did ours.
With the dial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. With the dial. I remember those.
With the dial.
Of course.
What else did they fight over?
Well, he always wanted to go in her room, be with her.
We fought as little, as younger kids.
Yeah, you guys like, got along when you were older, right?
When he got old enough, you know, four years is a big gap when you're 13 and then 17, right?
You were mean, Mimi.
But then there was a time.
Oh, my God, with this
Why are they attacking you, Mimi?
I used to slam the door right in his face, and he'd just stand there.
Do you never remember what he was doing before that? He would be banging on the door until I couldn't take it anymore.
That's what Charlie does to Dixie.
Yeah.
So I would open the door and slam it.
That's what Dixie does. So, that's why she moved out.
But then we were so
part of the reason.
The age difference, I think, was big when we were in when I was in middle school and she was in high school. But then as early on in high school, she was already out doing her thing. So it's not like we were. And then as I got my senior year of high school, we started to hang out. She started to hang with my friends. And then I went to college. And then when I came back, we all hung out together.
I used to go see you in college and hang out. I just loved it. And then we loved hanging out with each other. Yeah. And then we started working together, driving to work.
Fun.
And we used to.
Did you like seeing that? Where they were together so much?
It was fun.
That they were close.
Yeah.
And we also lived together in a small space, and we got along famously.
That's awesome.
Except the shower. We used to fight because I used to get mad at him because I never saw anybody wet a shower in a bathroom.
Interesting.
Like
I know,
my brother.
I know that.
I'm sure you do.
I know that. But I do remember a story you told about how, because the whole entire bathroom would be wet and you'd walk in with your stockings.
I'd be going to work in the morning walk in with my stockings and it would be a
And your stockings were all wet.
And he would laugh.
And then we started hanging out with, Mimi's friend, some of Mimi's friends and then my friends. We would all go out and it was fun. We had a blast during those couple of summers after college.
Do you think about like, if they had social media back then, like all the, y'all Instagram feed would have been so good.
Crazy.
Like, I just from photos, like always having fun
always.
And like skiing and this and that, or whatever you were doing with your friends. I don't know. Unfiltered.
One of the really cool things about today is you can't, not only is it good that you get to capture your life to build a following, but you get to capture the history.
The moment.
I used to tell Dixie and Charlie at a young age, they would delete photos. And I'm like, just use it as a catalog of your life.
That's right.
Like people that delete, they break up with this person, they break up. Like just use it as a volume and a catalog of your life. Because 20 years from now, you're going to look back on it. And if you still have Instagram, you're going to be able to look back and go, oh my, like you don't have to search for old photos. It just tells a story of your life.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I hope the app never dies. I'll be so devastated.
Oh, I can only imagine if we had social media back then, what the competition between the two of us. I have more followers than you. We'd be battling.
Do you think either one of you would have been social media famous?
He definitely would have been.
Yeah.
For sure.
As a kid?
I probably would have by default, but he definitely would have been.
I think it's from everything that happened in my life, there were things that I think were fun and interesting that I wish we would have been able to have all those things on an app, right? We don't. I mean, we have photo albums.
But do you think not? If go back to all those, like, let's say you would have went viral and your Instagram feed or whatever the app would have been. I'm just thinking of you BMX racing, right? And it's definitely an added pressure, a lot more eyes on you. Your bike isn't what you want it to be. You wish you could afford a better bike. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think he would have been, it would have been fine for him. Yeah. I don't think he would have felt like that. I think it would have been, what do you think?
I think social media democratizes things and makes the cool stuff rise to the top. And I think it would have been like, I think, yes, there is a lot of luck involved in it, but you're starting to see, like for Heidi, she was an aspiring model and there were roadblocks because she wasn't tall enough, but the public didn't get to decide that.
That's right.
Some agency had decided that. Mm-hmm. Someone at a magazine decided that. What I love about social media is the people decide who and that's what's cool. So who's to say whether, you know, the fact that I was a DJ at college would have been interesting to people, but
You always did cool stuff. Like, look at all the things that you invented or came up with. Remember all those inventions, like the handlebars?
And he was very young.
And you were so young. Like, that's what I mean about him. He has always had ideas for things. So
he's
I can't,
outside of the box thinker.
Always.
Yes. And how about all the parties you'd get together?
Yeah, let's talk
on the boat.
Oh my God. Party.
So there was,
I feel like I was there.
There was a double decker river boat in our town in Norwalk called the Lady Joan. And over summer break.
I remember it well.
In college, over summer break, I wanted to get all my college friends together and my high school friends together and my sister and my relative, my cousins. And so I was like, let's rent this boat. And I knew if we said, hey, we're going to throw a party, a keg party, she would have said, no way. So I said, oh yeah, it's an engagement party. And she's like, oh, I said, yeah, my friends are getting engaged. And so basically we had to sign our name on this huge boat. And I was just barely, I don't even think I was 21. I was
I
was old enough to get into a contract. So I was 19 and I signed, and then my two friends, Mike Massey and Dave McMahon, were like, we want to get involved. I'm like, dude, I just signed my life away for a boat. If you guys want a third, sign your, and they all signed and it was probably like 300 people.
It was so much fun.
It was
a blast.
Everyone family still talks about it to this day.
The Lady Joan party.
Steven and Melly loved it. Oh my gosh. We had so much fun. Can you see kids being able to do that now? Like,
yeah,
no one would let a 20 year or an 18 year old sign for a boat.
Because they've learned because of people like Mark not to do that.
But now it's like and we would not condone anyone throwing a party now, but everything, no matter if you're Dixie and Charlie or just a normal kid in high school, everything is videoed.
Yep.
Everything. So you can't.
Someone's always watching.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, there's a lot of positives that come out of that. And I think it keeps people on their best behavior, but it also is so intrusive that you can't just let your hair down and just be yourself. So I always talk with Dixie and Charlie, and look, this 100%, we started down this journey with Charlie dancing and her starting on TikTok, but I always pay homage to the people before her, and obviously we influenced her, but my mom, and actually my mom's dad, my grandfather, Paul. My grandfather was a character and my mom grew up singing and she passed that down to me. And when Dixie and Charlie were kids, there were things that we had around the house, computer equipment, video equipment, cameras, microphones, music playing throughout the house. So I know that I see so much personality in both Dixie and Charlie from even my sister, my niece Madison, I see that. But mom, what do you see from in Dixie and Charlie that maybe you see from me or Mimi or Heidi? Like, what are the traits that you see within them that you can...
Well, just the natural talent that they have. I mean, Charlie, from 3 years old, dancing. Our whole family, you know, not that I want to brag, but they're creative and they're talented. My mother with the piano and singing. The only thing I didn't follow through because I'm shy. So I didn't push myself. But when I see the girls, you know, what they've accomplished, it's wonderful. But there is talent everywhere.
I definitely see Charlie and Dixie from both of you. Remember how she used to dance on the table at our house and perform on that.
What was she, three?
But you used to
younger
do the same
even.
Thing. You used to sing right. and perform it.
Really?
We would go to birthday parties. And,
or a wedding.
And he would, or a wedding, and he would take the mic. He was little.
Never shy.
The cutest thing. That's Charlie gets it from you in that way, I would think.
And I think just, both sides of the family, too.
We're a lot of hams in our family, really. You know,
exactly.
And Heidi's family, too,
yes,
from
what
Max.
I just said.
Max
too.
Is amazing and
that's
funny.
That's where I get that.
Right.
I mean, come on.
All of our cousins.
Yes.
Steven.
They have great personalities. They're funny.
And we forget sometimes, like, I mean, I put... the linoleum floor in our basement because we used to break dance and have all,
exactly.
you know, and like Dixie and Charlie don't even know that.
Oh, you were great
side
at that.
You were great of at that, us Mark. Than the music stuff.
And I see a lot of Mark and Madison.
Yes.
Which is hilarious, but also they butt heads.
Because yes. of that.
They're very much alike.
They yeah. are very much alike.
Very similar.
And then Mac, I feel like he's a little bit of like, I don't know, he's little
different.
Mix of, I mean, he's like the boy in this family in that generation. Mark's the only boy from
right.
like, you know, you guys. So they have that only boy kind of way in a family of women.
They're spoiled.
And
well, Mac's a pretty old soul.
And he is an old soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my grandfather reincarnated.
He's so cute.
And people don't know that my mom's grandfather, so Dixie and Charlie's great, great grandfather was a dress designer
clothing
in New York
designer.
City. And designed, so it's sometimes nature over nurture, sometimes nurture over nature. This is nature. This is something inside of them that gives them that eye to make cool decisions.
And even though, Miss Rose, you weren't in the clothing business, like you have definitely had a big influence on all the kids with clothes and how you're so good at putting things together. And like there was certain brand, you know, you love your Chanel and like they pick up on that, these kids. And they definitely like they don't probably consciously realize how much like Mark, you being in the clothing business, Miss Rose, you having a love for fashion has affected them. But like, if we really sat and like talked about all that, they would be like, wait, I didn't even realize. But yeah, that's a huge part of him.
You don't realize how you're influenced by your parents, your grandparents, and how things are passed down. But both kids have started to say, oh, I got that from you, Dad. And then I'm like, well, I got it from my mom or my dad. And that's how... You know, when they go to restaurants, they always are generous with tipping and you know, my dad passed that down to me, and then my kids have seen me always really care about people that are in the service industry. And no, you know what, Mom, because you were in that, you did that too, and you pay the rent with tips. Being in that business, and that stuck with me too, because I remember how hard you worked and how you came home and your feet were sore and how important the tips were. So I passed that on to my kids.
Yeah, we
and
all do that.
So it's, and I think they're starting to realize that. And by no means do I want to take credit for anything. I think we have to acknowledge and pay homage to the people that put us in the positive positions we're in today.
I think too, like for the girls, their life moves so fast. When they do stop and think about it, they're like, oh wait, my dad does that.
But they're also really interesting, cool little business people too, which is really so cool to me to see. Like they make some little adjustments with what they're doing. They're also really good in sales. I mean, all of us really have been in sales, from grandpa to all of the kids in some capacity. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool.
What was really cool, Charlie won Social Star of the Year for Nickelodeon. And it's, look, we know that they love us and appreciate us, but it was really cool when not only did she just say my parents, she said my mom Heidi, my dad Mark. That was just,
that was awesome.
That was crazy.
And it mentioned Dixie. So you get to know when in those situations where they're being recognized, they do give us a shout out, which was, and Heidi's tearing up right now.
Well, that's how we feel with you guys wanting us to be a part of all of this. I mean, it's really special for us to be involved with this with you guys, and that you want us here.
I feel like
it's fun.
The best part of being just on this journey and all of the amazing things that have happened is being able to share it with family and friends. And it's been hard with COVID and all of that, but you know, we share. Send you things in the mail or whatever.
Oh, yes. But
it's so much nicer to like have you guys here and really see it. Like, I know sometimes they're like, oh yeah, okay, we're all busy, I get it. But it's like a...
Well, you can't even imagine what this is like.
It's busy, but it's like, oh my God, how is this our life?
That's telling Madison and Mac, you cannot believe how busy and so much going on, but it's fun.
It's so fun though. Doesn't feel like work.
Mom, did you think, like, being able, you've been to our house 3 times in California now, have, like, what's your perception of what's happening?
Just how far you've come. I mean, I'm so proud of both of you, of the four of you. I mean, sometimes it's overwhelming for me. It's hard for me to even believe that this is happening. I mean, look at your home, how beautiful it is.
It's got to be a great feeling. Oh, for you
it's
as a
so,
mom.
I'm so, I can't, when I say I'm so proud, it doesn't seem like it's enough.
Oh. Thanks, Mom.
Sorry, I get teary eyed.
Thanks, Miss Rose. Hey, at least I'm not the only one. I'm usually the only one teary eyed.
I know, but this is such a big thing for me.
I know.
I mean, we were, you know, the three of us never, ever, you know, we had it hard financially for years. I mean, this is like a dream come true.
Although we really, I mean, didn't really feel it while we were going through it.
Well, I hope you didn't.
You know, but we did. We had everything we needed. I had a very happy childhood. 3 peas in a pod.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, it did make us close.
Yeah.
You know, it really did.
That's another difference, right? So.
Yeah.
From
his
the kids
good and
of
bad
today,
and everything.
Yeah.
Look, we have the foundation, I think, to make this, to try to steer the girls in the right direction. And we owe that to my mom, my grandfather, my uncle, a lot of people that gave me guidance. And on Heidi's side, her dad and her mom and their whole family there. So, you know, I think we have a great foundation to handle this. I see how people, other families have gotten burnt out in LA and they've just, this town has destroyed a lot of families, but I think we have a good enough foundation to make it work. And we take it one step at a time. And although it looks hectic and crazy, we try to keep grounded and take time to go, you know, we went out to dinner last night as a family. We had a blast and we keep moving forward, but it's, you know, it's exciting and it is what everyone would think it would be. And we're very appreciative of what's happening and do not take it for granted.
Okay. Miss Rose, Mimi, I have a question for you both. After raising children of your own, what's the one piece of advice you would give to someone who said, I'm going to have a baby?
Oh, brother.
Good luck.
Oh. Hope you don't like to sleep.
It's a very difficult road to raise a child, but it's worth everything.
Mm.
I would say piece of advice I would give someone having a child right now. There's so many things running through my mind right now. I guess I would say just to always be available when they need you.
I love that.
That sounds good.
Love that.
Yeah.
I feel like just from what I know, obviously I didn't grow up with you guys, but like I feel like you guys, I had never been so close with a family that you know, from the second I met you both till now, like I feel like you go to your mom for everything and she's always an ear for you guys. And
for
I
sure.
love that. Sometimes Mark will call her and it'll be 3 in the morning where she is. I'm like, Mark, he was like, it's fine. Like it never wavers. Like
and she loves when he does that.
She'll say, it's one of my favorite
Mark
things.
Mark woke me up in the middle of the night. He had to tell me something.
And it's usually like
it's
mom,
nothing.
Yeah. I got a haircut today or whatever. Not really.
Or mom, you awake?
Yeah.
You're awake?
Yeah. Sometimes she's like, yeah. Yeah,
I'm she's like, not a heavy sleeper, and she never gets mad.
No, so. She doesn't.
It's like when Charlie texts, Dixie would call you, and I'll be like, "I'm sleeping," and she's like, "What's going on?"
That's good piece of advice.
All right, so that's it for this episode of Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. I want to thank my mom, Rose, and my sister, Mimi, from the East Coast, came in from Connecticut. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Thank you for having us.
Could not think of a better first guests. Plural.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank my wife, Heidi, too. Thank you, honey.
Thanks, Mark. You were outnumbered by the ladies today.
Yes. So this is called The Other D'Amelios, and now it's extended because
this is legitimately
the other
D'Amelios.
All right. Don't forget to follow me on all my social media platforms at Mark D'Amelio.
And you can follow me at Heidi D'Amelio. Please subscribe, review, share, listen on all of the places you listen to podcasts.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye.